It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, O Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and give the praises unto his name, O Most High. Praise the Lord. Amen. What a powerful word, prayer time. Before I get into the word of the Lord for us this morning, I want to leave a word with you about tonight. I want to encourage every one of you to make certain that you be in the service tonight. We're going to do something tonight that is of utmost importance. If you didn't know it, I want you to know this. I'm sure you do know. How many of you know that we are in the year 5781? That we're in a new year? You do know that, right? We started the new year in September. But then there's another new year. In January 1st. Is that right?
Yes.
So in a sense, you're already living in a new year before a new year.
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes.
So you're already living in the future.
Amen.
Don't get too slow on me now. Catch up, catch up, catch up. Touch your neighbor and say, catch up! You're living in the future. And tonight, we are going to prophesy. I want you to be here. I don't want you in your house. I want you here. If you have to be in your house, let it be because you absolutely have to be in your house. Because you are not in Winnipeg. But if you're in Winnipeg, I expect for you to be where? Here. So, tonight, we're going to prophesy. You're going to call into place during this future. Now, what is going to happen in 2021? Amen? You're going to prophesy. I'm going to prophesy. We're going to prophesy. Because we're going to open our mouths and he will fill it.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Because the world is about to go through another experience.
Yeah.
One thing is going to shut down and another door is about to be opened. But it is not for you. So tonight, you are going to prophesy. Don't come to me in 2021 and say, Pastor, I don't know what's happening. I will ask you, on November 1st, were you at the church? That's the question I'm going to ask you. And if you say, no, I wasn't, I say, you and your problem. Capish?
Yes.
Okay. Where are you going to be tonight?
Here.
Be here. That's all I can say. Be where?
Here.
Here. You know, some things, the things of the Spirit sometimes don't make sense to natural mind. But do you know that the Word of God says that the people of Israel missed the day of their visitation? Is it in the Word? There are particular times that God is doing a particular thing that you need to link hands with Him. And this November, did you know that the word November, novem, the Latin word novem, that it is the number 9? Did you know that? You didn't. Yeah, but that's what it is. Novem is 9. 9 is the number of fruitfulness. 9 is the number of manifestation. 9 is the number, in a real sense, is the highest number. Did you know that? Because after 9, I know you get 10, but 9 is a number that determines change. Today, you're going to proclaim change. You're going to declare fruitfulness. You're going to declare an open matrix, a birthing. Maybe I've already started preaching. I was making an announcement, but it's already preaching. Hallelujah. This day is a very special day for you and for me. Because on this, the 11th month, and the first day of the 11th month, the Lord said something to me that was rather interesting. He said, "This is the day of Joseph." I said, "What do you mean, this is the day of Joseph?" Hallelujah. He said, "Joseph was the 11th son, but he was the first son." Did you get that? He's the 11th born, but it's really the first son because he's the son of Rachel. And this is the son that was delayed. He was delayed because of deception. Somebody called Laban, did a switcheroo. And Rachel, that was loved, was switched for Leah, the one that didn't have good eyes. When 2020 is supposed to be perfect vision, but we're switching from bad vision and we're coming to supernatural insight, foresight, to the glory of God. Hallelujah. That 11th child, which was meant to be the first child, became the conduit through which God was to bring salvation and deliverance to His people. On this day, you're going to proclaim deliverance and salvation. Did you hear it?
Yes.
I should be saying this stuff to you tonight, but I feel compelled to say it now so that you can begin to focus your attention on what God is going to use you to do today. Amen? God will do nothing in the earth except he first reveals his what? Secrets to his servants, the prophets. Whatever God wants to do, God does through his servants, the prophets. Mama led us to read from Psalm 111. I want you to go to Psalm 111. I want you to see something. In the fifth verse, which is the verse of grace, grace being five. And what does he say there? He says, he had given meat unto them that fear him. That is a Joseph anointing. No, nothing happens in the service that's out of place. Everything is orchestrated by God to accomplish a particular purpose. He had given meat unto them that fear him, that reverence him, that honor him. He will ever be mindful of his what? Covenant. When God raised up Joseph, God was being mindful of his what? Covenant. Because without a Joseph, the promise will not have come to pass. Look at the next verse, verse 6. He had showed his what? His people the power of his what? His works. What is the power of his works? What did God do to manifest works? He spoke, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. You want to get and collect what God has for you? You got to prophesy. Did you hear? You got to do what? Prophesy. You got to speak. We believe. Therefore, we have spoken. All through this service, I want God to download into your spirit everything that you need to prophesy. Come to an overflow by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It was in the ninth hour that Peter and John went to the temple, the hour of prayer. And there they saw a man that was crippled, was lame, and he was born that way, never walked, was being carried by people. But there was a day of change, the last day that he's going to have to be carried by anybody. Malakoshikanamaloa. The last day, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that the power of change has been released into every life, that you will not live in a world of dependence on anybody carrying you, but that by the power of the living God, that God will energize every part of your person, that you will walk and you will leap and you will praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You will go into the place that they said you could not get into. Even the word of God said the lame could not come into the temple. Oh, but that day was the day of change. It was the day of breakthroughs. It was the day of the turnaround. Because now the man who really wanted to be where even God said he could not come, that day everything changed. Oh my Lord God Almighty. Ha ha. Yande. He stepped into a dimension that was denied him for years. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you are about to step into realms that have been denied to you, denied to me, and we will step in the victory and the anointing of the Most High God. God will be glorified, and his people shall lift up their hands in celebration, declaring that God reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns in Jesus' mighty name. In Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 11, Moses is declaring over the people of God in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 11. And he says, "The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he had promised you." I receive that in Jesus' name. 1,000 times more. A thousand times more. Glory be to God. You say, 1,000 times more as you are? Yes. What is this? See, tell the stars. God could have just used the word, "look at the stars," but he uses the word for tell. It is meant to have that same understanding of look, but it's meant to capture the essence of what telling is, which means to tell something, to say something to something. So I can say, "Bra Andre, tell Sister Loretta, it is a message." Are you with me? Well, God says, "I'm going to bless you like the stars, like the sand of the seashore." And when he says, "The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are," he was saying, whatever promise I have given to you, I am going to make it 1,000 times more. Oh, yeah. Hi! I'm going to make it 1,000 times more. This you cannot believe based on your positive thinking. This is only possible in the realm of having God's kind of faith. So I say, "Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief." Because God, 1,000, not 1,000 times based on what I think I am, but 1,000 times based on what you have promised. I will do exceedingly, far above, far beyond anything that you dare ask or what think, according to the power that worketh in you. Something extraordinary is going to happen in your life today. Amen. Blessed be the name of the living God. Do you receive that word? Yes. Let me continue in our discuss concerning Joseph. Sunday last, I talked to you about how Joseph approached the situation. His father, his brothers are going to come. And it says in chapter 46 and verse 28. It says here, Genesis 46, 28. And he sent Judah before him unto Joseph. He sent Judah before him unto Joseph. He sent praise before him unto Joseph. And the name Joseph means addition or increase. Amen? Amen. Praise was sent before increase. Glory be to God. Let all the earth praise the Lord. Then shall the earth yield its increase. In the place of thanksgiving, increase is released. May I say to you this morning that when you prophesy, you're prophesying with thanks that which you know God has already done. You're going to put into place. You know, if you go to one of the department stores and you are approaching the doors of that department store, there's an infrared beam that strikes and says, somebody's coming, and the door opens up. True? Okay. Well, your prophetic word, your prophetic statements declare the opening before you get there. Hallelujah. And you do it with thanksgiving. Amen? Hallelujah. He says, and he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to direct his face. To direct his face. To direct his what?
Face.
Oh, my Lord. To direct his face to where? Is that what the word of God says? It actually says that? To direct his face unto Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. Is that what the word of God says? What is Goshen? Goshen means to draw near. To draw near. God calls us to draw near to him so he can draw near to us. He says, come, let us what? Reason together. That is a promotion to God class. I don't say to goats, to my goat, or to my dog, dog, come here, let us reason together. Do you do that? You only reason with that which has the capacity to reason at your level. So when God says, come, let us reason together, draw near so we can talk, he's elevating you. Glory be to God. Say, I receive the elevation God has bestowed on my life. He sent praise before him to increase, to direct his face onto the capacity to draw near. And he came into the land of Goshen. He came there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want you to note that. And Joseph made ready his chariot and went to meet Israel, his father, to Goshen, and presented himself unto him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. But how did this happen? Genesis 45 and verse 10. Actually, let me take it. Genesis 45, I'm going to read verse 9, but verse 10 is the verse that I want to get to. It says, "Haste ye, go up to my father and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God had made me Lord of all Egypt, come down unto me, tarry not." Verse 10. "And thou shalt dwell in the land of" what? That's a prophetic statement. He had not talked to Pharaoh, he had not talked to anybody, but he proclaimed the future in the now, just like you're going to do today. Amen. Hallelujah. He was declaring the future into the present. He was pulling that into now. He was folding time. If you don't know, understand what I'm talking about, let me explain it to you. This is one end. This is another end. There is space between this and that. Will you agree? When I fold this paper, is there space between them now? The past and the future have come to the place called now. Let us fold time today. If I can do it in the natural, it is doable in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 111 and verse 6. I'm going to come back to this psalm, to Genesis 45, 10 in a moment. But Psalm 111 and verse 6. Hear what God is saying. He had showed his people the power of his works, how he does what God does, that he may give them, when they know how he does what he does, he will give them now the heritage of the heathen. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain is now removed. This mountain is now removed by my spirit, says the Lord. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit. And they are what? Life. Hear it. Genesis 45 and verse 10. Thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me. That's what Goshen means. To be near. God wants to take you and I to a Goshen where you are near to Him. Our Goshen is living in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, empowered to succeed. Hallelujah. Not only you, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there in Goshen will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. In other words, God saying, I don't want you to come to poverty. I want you to live in the affluence and the abundance that I have already stored. Joseph had already stored all of that. The provision is already stored. The devil's a liar. Don't live your life henceforth looking at what is happening in the world system, because you are not part of the world system. Neither are you part of the world's economy system. You're not part of Babylon. You're part of the kingdom of God. And there's no lack in the kingdom. Somebody listening? I hope I'm not talking to myself. I said there's no lack in the kingdom. Amen. Therefore, there's no lack in you.
Amen.
You cannot be in lack in the place that has no lack.
That's right. Amen.
Somebody say, this is a lack-free zone. no lack here. That's why you will not be jealous or envious of anybody that is doing well. Praise the Lord. Because whatever it is that you need, you have. In Jesus' name. You receive that? Praise the Lord. So here they were in the place God had for them. The Bible tells us that when Jacob arrived, he is brought to Goshen. Joseph meets him in Goshen. Their relationship is revived and restored, and everybody's celebrating. And Joseph now is going to bring his brothers and his father and introduce them to Pharaoh. But he'd already declared that Goshen was their place. So what do you think Pharaoh is going to say? The same thing. Heaven and earth will agree with your word.
Right.
I had some guy come here the other day to do some fixing of some stuff here. And he happened to live in this area when he was growing up. And he stepped outside the building and he said, I used to live in this area and there used to be a bus stop here. I said, yeah, you're right. You definitely lived in this area. There used to be a bus stop here. I told him, the city said that bus stop could not be moved. But by the prophetic word and prophetic actions, I moved the bus stop from where it is, where it was, to where it is now. When I called the city to move it, they said, we don't do any such thing. That's our property, and it's in our property. And sure enough, it is in their property. Who am I to tell the city to do whatever it is I want them to do? But I told the guy, I said, you're moving it. Reason? I had backup. Hallelujah. The Lord already instructed me that it's time to move it. The world system said, you can't. Some of my leaders said, it's impossible. But I heard from God. Amen. And I'd already gone and marked out the place that it was going to go to. And exactly where I marked, that's where they came and moved the bus stop to.
Amen.
You're going to prophesy about where you are going. And you're going to prophesy, like Mama said, no, 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 no to all kinds of... You're going to prophesy no to every kind of issue. You are going to live a victorious life, not because you are fighting any battles, but because God has already gone ahead of you to fight the battles that you were meant to fight. You are going to go easing down the road. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. I don't know. As in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. As it's in the spiritual, so it is in the natural. The spirit first, then natural. You know, there are cameras on the highway, speeding cameras, you know, different spots. You know, the city puts their sign, you know, but many times you're not looking at those signs and you can speed. And then somebody sends you a nice big fat ticket. But wouldn't it be wonderful if you were driving a vehicle that tells you where the speed trap is before you get there? That would be nice, wouldn't it? You know, it tells you 400 kilometers or 400 meters from here, there's a camera, and the speed limit is 30 clicks, and you're doing 60. Oh, you slow down quickly. Even before you get to see the sign that they put on the highway. Wouldn't that be wonderful? That's exactly what you're going to have in your spirit. You're not hearing me yet. Why aren't you listening? I'm saying to you, God is about to give you a honing device in your spirit that will identify issues before you get there. You will not walk blindly into an entrapment of darkness because grace is upon you and supernatural eyesight has been given to you to see, to see, to see. When others are falling into traps, you escape. Where is he? Where is he? Where is he? He saw you before you saw him. That was the spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ identifying one of his disciples, Nathanael. Said, I saw you while you were under the tree. Nathanael says, oh, you got to be a prophet. He says, you've not seen nothing yet. You're going to see angels ascending and descending. We're going to go to another realm. There's a realm in God that he wants to take you and I to that the devil will not be able to mess with.
Amen.
Listen to me, child of God. There's a lot of things happening. There's a whole lot of things happening behind closed doors. But God is going to keep you and protect you so that you do not stumble. God is going to put a fix on this game that any hand that you've got will win. Because he's going to give you his poker face. Hallelujah. The enemy doesn't know what hand you've got. Oh, it's a good thing to have a good poker face where you cannot identify what the other guy has. And they fold and you collect.
Amen.
Somebody say, it's collection time.
It's collection time.
I'm not going to fold. The enemy is going to fold. Hallelujah. God wants to take you out of poverty. Someone say, I am out of poverty. Poverty will never cast a shadow on my door, on my entrance. It is far away from me. Sickness and disease, far away from me. Lack, fear, shame, defeat, far away from me and from my household. In the mighty name of Jesus, for me and my children and my children's children and everyone who is part of my life, to the glory of God, in Jesus' mighty name. Do you receive that word? Please do. Because God does not want you defeated. He wants you to be more than a conqueror. Amen? So the Bible says, in chapter 47 and verse 7, it says, and Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, how old art thou? What's your age? And this is the power of the prophetic word. It is not what you know that matters. It is how you use what you know. It is true, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. Yes. But the reality is that ultimately you will perish when you don't use the knowledge that you've got. There's so many people that know what the truth of God's word is, but don't apply it. Unapplied truth, while it remains true, will not benefit you. Say it again. Unapplied truth, even though the truth remains true, will never benefit you. It is the truth that you know, that you continue in, that becomes the truth that sets and makes you free. The man is asked, he's pronounced a blessing, and Jacob is asked by Pharaoh, how old are you? What is his response? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. And watch this. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. All you were asked, man, is, how old are you? That's all. How old are you? I'm 130 years old. Period. Who asked him about this other stuff? His son is right there. Joseph is right there with him. Joseph is right there. Joseph is with him. Joseph is the one that he thought was dead. Joseph is now in charge of all Egypt. How is that evil? But he proclaims evil over his life. And he says that he did not attain. You're 130 years old. Now you're telling you, you're telling everybody, you're telling Pharaoh that you're not going to live long. I'm going to die early. I'm not going to be as old as my parents. Who asked you? Why are you speaking blessing on Pharaoh and cursing yourself? Some people think that's humility. No, that's... I better not use the word. I'll leave it at that. Guy is cursing himself. Say, Jacob did that? Yes. What you prophesy is what you're going to end up with. And lo and behold, that's exactly what happens to him. He dies younger than any one of them. Then it says, I like this, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Oh my God. You've cursed yourself and now you bless Pharaoh again. And went out from before Pharaoh. And Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread according to their families. Wow. But he's already placed a curse on his life. Now, it didn't matter how much blessing is being bestowed upon him, the words that came out of his mouth are going to run his life. Listen. The reason I believe that the Lord is calling every one of us to come here tonight to prophesy is because my prophetic word over your life has a particular dimension. But the prophetic word out of your mouth over your life has a greater impact. My prophetic word over your life is like a spare tire. You know the donut one? But the prophetic word out of your mouth becomes the real thing. One is temporary, one is permanent. Are you listening to me? I'm saying that to you so that you understand how the things of the Spirit work. My words are very important. My words change your atmosphere. My words change your season. My words does all of that, but your words keep you to continue. It's not my words that make you continue. It's the words embedded inside of you, being launched out of you, out of the abundance of that which God has placed inside of you, that propel you through life. And that's why I spend time by the Holy Ghost to teach and teach and teach and teach, so that you can come to your capacity in God and not live in the world of dependence. You don't need to be carried for the rest of your life. You need to walk with your 2 feet that God has given to you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Verse 13. And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money unto Pharaoh's house. And when money failed, money will fail in the land of Egypt, in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, "Give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence, for the money faileth." Money has lost its value. It's an inflation taking place. Why should we die? And Joseph said, "Give your cattle, and I'll give you for your cattle if money fail." First stage, bring your cattle. So the Egyptians brought their cattle. The Egyptians, not the Israelites, in Goshen. One of the things the Lord told us when we stepped into 2019, 557-80, was that it was going to be the year of separation. It was going to be the year of open doors. Remember that? That it was going to be the year of the underdog. Remember that? And he says to us, like he said many years before, there will be a continuation. When I speak the word, it continues, doesn't end, you know. And you're about to see the underdog in the U.S. Watch, the underdog. Something, something fantastic is about to happen. Listen, they brought their money, they brought their cattle, and he collected it. And they are going to come back and say, "Well, we don't have that anymore. We will give ourselves." So the Egyptians enslaved themselves to the government. Listen. Are you listening? This same thing is about to happen again. That's why you need to prophesy, so that you don't fall into that camp. Because the system is about to bring people into a state of enslavement to the government. COVID-19 started the first steps of enslavement. People start depending on the government to provide this and provide that. It's going to get worse until you, if you don't mind yourself, will sell yourself to the government so that you can eat. Breaking news. Don't say I didn't warn you. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Don't say I did not warn you. Because there are two people, two groups of people that are separated from this particular situation. You want to know the two people? First people, the people in Goshen, the people that have drawn near unto God. Second people were the priests of Egypt. When the Egyptians sold their lands, sold themselves to the government, the priests of Egypt were not part of it. But in this sense, it is those that are part of the royal priesthood of God that will not sell their souls. Oh, yes. Don't wait. Don't wait on the things start hitting the fan. Then, oh, I remember Pastor was saying it. Get yourself out now. Because it's coming. You sit down, you know, in some dead church. Listen to garbage messages and not get yourself ready. This thing will overtake you because it's coming. And you need to be ready to go through another dimension, the dimension of the kingdom of God. Because when troubles were hitting Egypt, where there was darkness in Egypt, there was light in Goshen. This is supernatural. You got to separate yourself from Babylon.
Amen.
And the systems of this world. I pray that the Lord God will supernatural release resources into the hands of saints. And the first thing you need to do after you've honored God, get yourself out of every kind of indebtedness. Anything that the enemy has to locate you, cut yourself out of it. For some, it is going to be a miracle. For some, it's an easy thing. But whatever needs to happen, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that grace will flow towards you, that you will find favor in the sight of God and in the sight of men, and you break out of every assignment, every limitation that will cause the enemy to reel you in. You're not going to swallow the hook of Satan. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in verse 19, wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread. And we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh, and give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. All the land, all the real estate now belonged to the government. For the Egyptians sold every man his field because the famine prevailed. The famine prevailed over them. You shall not be prevailed over by any famine. That's part of your covenant promise. So the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he removed them. Listen to this. He removed them to cities from one end of the borders of Egypt, even to the other end thereof. This is the government moving people. Because the property no longer belongs to you. They will move you wherever it is they want to move you to. You're looking at me like I'm talking, you know, in some strange language. I'm telling you what's coming. Say, but Pastor, I'm part of the world. That means it's going to be me. No, that's what I'm saying to you. I say no. Hallelujah. I'm saying no. You're not going to be part of it. How God does what God does is God's problem. All I need to do is draw near. Go to Goshen. Go draw near to God. And whatever is happening in the world has nothing to do with you. Because God is going to relate with you one-on-one and bring you into the fullness that he has ordained for you. Amen? Let me wrap up quickly. Verse 22 says, only in the land of the priests, but he not. Remember I was telling you there are two groups, the priests and the people of Goshen. For the priests had a portion assigned them of Pharaoh, and did eat their portion which Pharaoh gave them. Wherefore they sold not their lands. You know what that is? You want to know what that is? For us in the 21st century, what that is this. That those who are sitting on the fence, who are not totally sold out to the government agenda, and you are in between and you're not sold out to God, those in between, they are the ones that the government is going to be running every which way. But those that are on the inside are going to be kept. And those that are on the inside with God are going to be kept. But those, que sera, sera, whatever will be, those people, huh? You are either, you know what those people are? Lukewarm. Lukewarm. Lukewarm people are the people that the devil will be able to manipulate. He'll take everything from you. But those that have sold themselves either to God completely, or they've sold themselves completely to the devil. Are you with me? Sold yourself completely to the system. But if you're in between, you're going to be tossed to and fro every which way. So now you need to make a decision. Whose side are you going to be? Because that which is over there is temporal. You give yourself as a priest. You might mimic and throw your snake and whatever, your rod, and it becomes snake and all of that. But the finger of God. It's only the people on this side, child of God. So do what you got to do. Be on the Lord's side. Who is on the Lord's side? I want to know I am on the Lord's side. What side are you? Sunday Christian? Well, I did my duty for the week. I went to church on Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise God. It was a good service. Yes, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And that's all you got? You're going to get smacked. You need to be totally so fanatic about your faith that it doesn't take a microscope or a lens to identify that you belong to God. God is not looking for secret agents. He wants people that are totally bold, sold out. They can spot you a mile away that you're a Christian. You know, once upon a time, they used to knock on my door on Halloween. But they found out, this guy doesn't have anything to do with Halloween. There is not one monster around his house. No pumpkins. He's not going to give me no candy. Let me go somewhere else. That's what you got to be. That the enemy sees you and says, it's a waste of time. Let's just forget that one. Don't go to that house. Don't go to that house because we are not going to get anything there. And you go to another fool's house. Be blessed and be highly favored. Hallelujah. Chosen of the Lord, raised up by His Spirit, a firebrand, because the anointing of God is resident inside of you. And when you speak, fire. Oh, glory be to God. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering. Amen. Amen.